لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد. Yesterday we began the discussion on maradul maut, maradul wafat. Much detail in regards to maradul maut. Maradul maut refers to the fatal, the last illness of a person before he leaves this world. That illness that led to the person's death eventually. During that period of maradul maut, the fatal and the last illness, what are the rules, regulations, guidelines of Sharia? Yesterday we mentioned a few, much of it needs clarity, some needs some correction also. So there are quite a few intricate masail. Many of these masail possibly, as we mentioned, are quite intricate, whether we'll understand, but just for us to understand, there's much in Sharia that we have to consult with ulama ikram. In regards to our world's inheritance, family, parents, our spouses, and how to draw up a will correctly and how to do the correct things. We will read from these few pages just to get some understanding in regards to maradul maut. That a person in his lifetime, as long as he's healthy, is understanding, then his transactions are valid in Sharia, transactions will go through. Allah Ta'ala has given him free will. Once a person falls ill, the illness leads to his demise. But this illness we speak about, maradul maut, when will you classify this person to be in his last illness? So we'll read through these pages to get some understanding in regards to this, inshallah. So maradul maut, sickness of death, refers to death sickness that led to one's death. Sharia has limited a person's dealings during this time. So before this time, a person is free. He can do as he wishes to. But once he falls into this illness that leads to his death, now remember, when a person's illness starts, that last illness, we don't know whether he'll pass away or not. Therefore, at that time, the heirs, inheritors, they should keep a record of the date of that final illness when it began. So there's need to backtrack the transactions. We know from what date we start backtracking. The issue is defining that point in which dealings are limited, especially if one is a cancer patient or an acute diabetic. These are just examples that can lead to a person's demise. These are known to be terminal sicknesses, but in many instances a cancer patient lives on for years on end. So at which point will she be restricted from his or her dealings to safeguard the rights of his inheritors? So this research represents the guiding principles for this critical issue. So there's a case in point. To give an example, the Zaid is diagnosed with cancer, for example, on November the 1st. The cancer has reached a very critical stage. Doctors say that Zaid may pass away within a period of 6 months. So he's diagnosed already, 1st November. Will you say from this point onwards he will be restricted in his transactions or not? So they will explain. However, at this point in time, that is the 1st of November, when he was diagnosed with cancer, Zaid is physically strong. He's still able. He's able to fulfill his personal needs and go to the masjid for salah. Doctors suggest that Zaid should go through chemotherapy without wasting any time. So Zaid agrees and commences with the therapy. 1 month into the therapy, whether 1 month, 2 months, 5 months, but he's still able, still can do his chores, he's still going to work. Somehow or the other, he cut down his hours, but he's still working. So 1 month into his therapy, Zaid experiences a heart attack. After the heart attack, Zaid is housebound, which we call in Sharia, sahibul firash. He's housebound, now he's in bed to a certain extent, and shortly thereafter he passes away. So what is considered the maradul maut, the fatal and the last illness in such a situation? Will it be the 1st November or, for example, 1st January when he had the heart attack, now he's housebound? Do we consider the commencement of maradul maut upon the diagnosis of the cancer, or do we consider it from the time Zaid was housebound due to the heart attack? So they have an analysis. Some may suggest that since the cancer was terminal, it should be classified as the maradul maut, the final illness. However, many times cancer patients outlive the time span estimated by doctors. In fact, many a times they live longer than others who are perfectly healthy. Hence, what is classified as terminal by medical doctors cannot be termed as maradul maut. They might say terminal illness began 1st November. But according to Sharia, we will not say this is a terminal illness. The terminal illness will begin when he was housebound. It's much detail. We'll just fast track a bit. So they say maradul maut is the last sickness from which the deceased never recovers. It is that sickness that eventually leads to the death of the person. In defining maradul maut, the final illness, the fuqaha, the jurists, the ulama have stated that maradul maut for a male commences from the point when the ill person becomes housebound and is unable to go to the masjid. Is unable to go to the masjid if the masjid is in close proximity, or is unable or go to the shopping center. He's unable to go to the shopping center if it is in close proximity by himself in respect to a female. What will be her maradul maut? She doesn't go to the masjid, and most probably she doesn't go out to do shopping also. The male does it. So her maradul maut, her final illness, commences when she is unable to fulfill her domestic chores by herself. For example, cooking and cleaning the house. In any case, it is not necessary, however, that one must be bedridden. She's still able, she can still walk around, he can walk around also, but he can't make it to the masjid. She also can walk around in the house, but cannot do anything whatsoever right now, her basic chores. Even if an individual is diagnosed with a terminal sickness, such as cancer, the maradul maut, the last illness, does not commence upon diagnosis, rather when the patient becomes housebound. What the doctors describe as a terminal illness in the medical field is not necessary, the maradul maut in Sharia. Note that if a male has the ability to leave home independently, and a female has the ability to, for example, cook independently, but they do not do so due to precaution, due to family say, don't cook, we get a cook for you. But she is able to cook. Or they tell him, don't go to the masjid, although he's able to, just be cautious and stay at home, but he's able to. Or due to the advice of doctors, this is not maradul maut. We don't consider this to be the final illness because he can go, but he's not going because of advice of the doctors. She's not cooking, etc., because of advice of the doctors. If one is disabled or housebound for 1 year or more, the maradul maut, the final illness, is not considered from the commencement of the disability. His transactions in this duration are not restricted. However, if the sickness becomes critical and he passes away in this condition, then his maradul maut is considered from the time his health seriously becomes worse. And thereafter there are some guidelines and rules, inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. As we mentioned, these rules are quite intricate, my dear brothers. This is to make us aware that there is something in Sharia as maradul maut, and from that time a person's transactions are restricted. For further detail, so the ulama ikram, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika.